you are going to listen to a podcast episode about a water purification system. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Here in the West, we take clean drinking water for granted. But according to the World Health Organization, around 3.4 million people die from water-related illnesses every year. To put it in perspective, that's roughly equivalent to the entire population of Los Angeles. In many places, accessing clean water often means waiting in line for a tanker to arrive, or boiling it, which uses a lot of fuel, or else running it through a ceramic filter, which is expensive. But the unfortunate truth is that more often than not, people don't clean it at all. Hence the statistics. However, a project from an organization called Water is Life simplified the purification process with a clever solution, the Drinkable Book. It looks and sounds like something you'd keep on your coffee table, but it's actually a full-on water purification system. The book contains instructions and tips for safe water consumption, translated into a number of local languages. But the remarkable thing about the book is that each page is actually a filter that can clean up to 100 liters of water. That's around a 30-day supply. This means one book can provide a single person with up to 4 years of clean water. With me today is our science correspondent, Rosa James. Rosa, please tell us more about the Drinkable Book. What's the technology behind the system?
Well, scientists at Carnegie Mellon University have developed this special kind of paper. It's coated in silver and copper nanoparticles, which kill bacteria.
Isn't that the stuff that's used in some types of socks for athletes to prevent fungal infections?
Exactly. Anyway, the paper gets soaked in various chemical solutions. Then it's drained and heated at 100 degrees Celsius for a few minutes, then rinsed a couple more times. By now, the paper is full of the silver and copper nanoparticles, and it's turned the rusty orange color you can see here.
Okay, so how does the book work?
It's quite simple. First, you tear a page out of the book and slot it into the holder that comes with it. Put it on top of a 5-gallon bucket and pour the dirty water through. It may take some time, depending on how dirty the water is, but the water is ready to drink once it has passed through the paper.
Rather like a coffee filter. But what about the silver nanoparticles? Don't they leak into the drinking water?
A small amount do, but they're well within official limits. They've done field tests in several parts of Africa, and the paper achieved 99.9% purity. And that was water containing high amounts of bacteria from recently dumped raw sewage.
That's amazing. Now tell us a little more about Water is Life.
Sure. The organization aims to improve the quality of drinking water in developing countries by distributing water purifying devices, like the Drinkable Book. The charity is asking donors for $50 to help produce more books.
So how practical is this system? Isn't it very expensive?
Well, the paper and chemicals needed to produce this are cheaper than most other water filtration systems, It doesn't require power, and it's very intuitive to use.
Hmm. And what about future plans?
Up to now, each page has been manufactured by hand in the lab. With the help of students, they have produced thousands of sheets of filter paper, but they're hoping to move into automated bulk production soon.
Well, thank you very much for that, Rosa. Meanwhile, if you'd like to donate or just get some more information about this project, go to the website www.waterislife.com. Here in the West, we take clean drinking water for granted. But according to the World Health Organization, around 3.4 million people die from water-related illnesses every year. To put it in perspective, that's roughly equivalent to the entire population of Los Angeles. In many places, accessing clean water often means waiting in line for a tanker to arrive, or boiling it, which uses a lot of fuel, or else running it through a ceramic filter, which is expensive. But the unfortunate truth is that more often than not, people don't clean it at all. Hence the statistics. However, a project from an organization called Water is Life simplified the purification process with a clever solution, the Drinkable Book. It looks and sounds like something you'd keep on your coffee table, but it's actually a full-on water purification system. The book contains instructions and tips for safe water consumption, translated into a number of local languages. But the remarkable thing about the book is that each page is actually a filter that can clean up to 100 liters of water. That's around a 30-day supply. This means one book can provide a single person with up to 4 years of clean water. With me today is our science correspondent, Rosa James. Rosa, please tell us more about the Drinkable Book. What's the technology behind the system?
Well, scientists at Carnegie Mellon University have developed this special kind of paper. It's coated in silver and copper nanoparticles, which kill bacteria.
Isn't that the stuff that's used in some types of socks for athletes to prevent fungal infections?
Exactly. Anyway, the paper gets soaked in various chemical solutions. Then it's drained and heated at 100 degrees Celsius for a few minutes, then rinsed a couple more times. By now, the paper is full of the silver and copper nanoparticles, and it's turned the rusty orange color you can see here.
Okay, so how does the book work?
It's quite simple. First, you tear a page out of the book and slot it into the holder that comes with it. Put it on top of a 5-gallon bucket and pour the dirty water through. It may take some time, depending on how dirty the water is, but the water is ready to drink once it has passed through the paper.
Rather like a coffee filter. But what about the silver nanoparticles? Don't they leak into the drinking water?
A small amount do, but they're well within official limits. They've done field tests in several parts of Africa, and the paper achieved 99.9% purity. And that was water containing high amounts of bacteria from recently dumped raw sewage.
That's amazing. Now tell us a little more about Water is Life.
Sure. The organization aims to improve the quality of drinking water in developing countries by distributing water purifying devices, like the Drinkable Book. The charity is asking donors for $50 to help produce more books.
So how practical is this system? Isn't it very expensive?
Well, the paper and chemicals needed to produce this are cheaper than most other water filtration systems. It doesn't require power, and it's very intuitive to use.
Hmm. And what about future plans?
Up to now, each page has been manufactured by hand in the lab. With the help of students, they have produced thousands of sheets of filter paper, but they're hoping to move into automated bulk production soon.
Well, thank you very much for that, Rosa. Meanwhile, if you'd like to donate or just get some more information about this project, go to the website www.waterislife.org.